Garen was pretty much preaching my lesson. I'm like, okay, is there any reason for me to even go up there? So I'm going to piggyback on everything he said. And the title of my message is called Giving It All. And so one of the songs we sang, it talked about surrendering to God. And so that's what I'm going to talk to you guys about. The kids have heard part of this lesson in class, and it was really fun for them. And so I thought, I'm going to share that with the whole church. I think everybody can benefit from hearing this. So let's jump right in. All right, so my verse is Proverbs 3:9-10. And it says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crop. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. So what is wealth? You're like, why'd you talk to the kids about wealth? They don't have jobs, right? Wealth to me is anything that has value to you. So the most valuable thing in my life is, number one, my relationship with Christ, and number two, my family. So it's important that we're giving that to God. I think probably in this verse, that's exactly what he's talking about is money. But back then in these times, a lot of these people were farmers. So they had to give their best animal at that time of sacrifice, right? And we're supposed to sacrifice things for the Lord as well. Ideally, your entire life. So that's what we're talking about. Okay? All right, so we're told to honor God with that wealth. He is our provider. In Matthew 6:26-34, he tells us, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. It is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Okay? So he tells us, don't worry about the future. I think this is a right now word. That's one of my favorite verses in the Bible, because he's telling us not to worry. Right now there's a lot going on in the world, and we're like, why are we having to live through all this crud? And Becca standing up and speaking up, I was like, yes, that's exactly right. Like, we're supposed to praise God through these situations. I cannot imagine what the people are going through in the Middle East and having to endure that persecution and praise God through that. That's terrifying. We are so sheltered here. Our biggest problem, my biggest problem right now in my life, is whether or not to get a shot, right? That's crazy. It's so stupid compared to what the people are living with overseas, okay? But God is very specific that we shouldn't worry. All right, so are you willing to give God what you have, or are you holding back? Are you worried that if you do give God those things, there won't be enough left for you? So what's the most important thing in your life that you're holding back from God? I told the kids at camp, mine was my kids. I have the hardest time trusting God with my kids because I want to be in control of that. I don't want them to get kidnapped. I want to know what they're wearing every day. I don't want them to get out of that basket because they're not safe. That's my biggest struggle, to give it to God. It's not my money. Take it. What's money? You know, take it. I don't care. But it's my kids. So let me tell you a story in the Bible about a little boy that gave everything he had to the Lord. Okay. So backstory. John the Baptist has just died. I'm referencing a couple of different Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and John. Sorry, Luke. And this is the story about the loaves and the bread, okay? So John the Baptist just died, and Jesus just found out about it. So I'm sure he was super upset, and he said, I'm going to go be alone. I want to go to a deserted place. And so his disciples go with him, and they get on a boat, and he sees this huge crowd following him, okay? So these people are walking on foot, and I told the kids, I'm going to say a word. Jesus is on the boat. These people are walking, following him. You can get a lot faster in a boat than you can walking, right? So they probably walked a long distance to get to him, and they didn't bring any food. Like, how stupid are you? You're going on a journey. You're going on a hike, and you didn't bring food or water. Whatever. So, Jesus is in the boat, and he sees the crowd following him. And in Mark 6:34, I think Mark says it best, when Jesus landed he saw this large crowd and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. And John, guys, he tells us that he's the good shepherd and that his sheep know his voice. And he wants all of us to come to him. And so he had compassion on them. His cousin, like best friend, just died. And instead of being in his sorrow and poor pitiful me and I'm so sad and I don't have John anymore. We've all been there, right? He said, let them come to me. He took pity on them. Forget about my troubles. I'm going to help these people, right? Okay. So they come to him and then he's preaching, he's healing them. And evening comes and the disciples say, send them away. It's late. They need to go eat. Send them away. And Jesus said, send the crowds away. So this is the disciples. So they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food. And Jesus replied, do not. They do not need to go away. Give them something to eat. And then I'm going to read you John 6, 8 through 13. I forgot my phone. It's on my phone. Can you put the whole thing up there? Okay, let's read it. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there is a lad here who has five barley loaves and two small fish, but what are they among so many? Jesus said, make the people sit down. Now there was much grass in that place. So the men sat down in the number of about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down. And likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. I'm going to stop right there and we'll keep reading. As much as they wanted, not as much as they needed, right? He went above and beyond for them. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain so that nothing is lost. Therefore, they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the five barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten them. Now you can say amen. It was more than enough. Okay? So he provided for their needs and then some. He had leftovers. But I love that he, what we didn't read in John is super like detailed, is before that all the disciples were saying, we don't have enough. There's not enough. They're questioning him. And it said that Jesus knew what his plan was. So he knew, he said, give them something to eat. Find something for them to eat, right? He already knew the future. He already knew what they were going through, that these people are hungry. He already knew there was a little boy with nothing but his little basket that he was going to share with everybody. So that little boy gave literally all that he had, and look what Jesus did with it. All right, so let me show y'all what we're going to pretend, and Jaden's going to help me because I only have one hand. I did this with the kids in class. I love visual aids. I'm a visual learner. Okay, so let's see what God can do with your life, all right? So we have things in our life. What do we say? Your family, right? Your finances, your talents, your job. They're all disposable, right? Are we supposed to give them to God? Yes. Okay. So Jaden's going to show us what happens when we give our life to God. So wait, how many corners does this paper have? Four. Okay. Cut a corner. Oh, give it to me though. All right. Now how many corners does it have? What? Five. Did you see that? She gave me a little piece of her life. And look what God did with it. Give me another corner. Are you willing to give me another corner? Now how many corners does it have? Six. Keep going. It's a big piece of paper. How many? Seven. And last one. Eight. Okay, so God took that little bit that we gave him, right? Imagine what he would do with the whole thing. He multiplied it, right? Right. There's your math lesson for the week. Thanks, Jada. Yeah, I'll take it. He multiplied it. That's a great return, right? Good. All right, so short but sweet. You can't outgive God. Who said that today? Somebody already said that today. You can't outgive God. This is what God does with your life, right? Good. So God's plan for our life is better than anything that we can do. Give him control, and he takes it over with a great return, with 12 baskets overflowing, left over. That's all I got.